Okay, today is Daf Yud Zayin. We're on Daf Yud Zayin. We are up to the Mishnah. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Yish neder besoch neder. You can have a neder in a neder. A neder within a neder, whatever that means. Ve'ein shvua besoch shvua. But you can't have a shvua in a shvua. What does that mean? Keita, what does that mean? Amar, hareini nazir, if someone says, I'm going to be a nazir im ochel. If I eat, I'm going to be a nazir. Right? He's trying to diet. He doesn't want to diet. He doesn't want to eat. So I'm going to diet so much that if I eat, I'm going to become a nazir for 30 days. No, can't have wine, can't cut my hair, all the things. Then he says, so Omar, hareini nazir im ochel, hareini nazir im ochel.
He said it twice.
So how many times are you chayev? What? No, that time. No, you said it twice. So now what is that? Says the Mishnah. Then im ochal. I'm sorry, v'ochal. And then he ate. Chayev al kalachas v'yachas. You chayev for each one. You chayev twice. Yeah, so Gemara, right now we didn't say that. That's what the Gemara is going to say in a minute. But Gemara is going to change it even more than what you said. Right now, the Mishnah says if you say twice and you violate it, you'll chayev twice. However, shvua shalo ochal, shvua shalo ochal, v'ochal, ein chayev elachas. If you say it by shvua, you'll chayev once. What's the difference? We'll see in a minute. So the Mishnah, look at the Ran. The Ran and the Mishnah, we don't have to do the beginning of the, see where the Mishnah, the third wide line? So go down like a bunch of lines. It's the fourth line where the lines are skinny. See where the fourth line where the lines are skinny, where it says v'chayev akol achas v'achas. Damrinon lomer d'chayev linhog nazirus al kol kabbalah v'kabbalah. Each expression of nazirus is another acceptance of nazirus. Okay, v'chiyamar hareini nazir, and a guy says I'm going to become nazir twice. Chayev shtei nazirus, you chayev twice. Umone shloshim yom, you wait 30 days. Umevi carbon, you bring a carbon. V'chozer umona shloshim yom umevi carbon. V'naf, what? Start again. V'naf kolan b'gemara minazir lahazir. According to the Ran seems to be arguing on the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, if you make a neder twice, then you violate it. You eat. You have to bring. I'm sorry. It's not arguing the Mishnah at all. All the Mishnah said was, if you promise to be a Nazir, you become a Nazir.
If you eat,
says the Ran, how does that work? You become a Nazir, and then you become another Nazir. Not arguing at all. How does that work? You're not a Nazir. You can't be a Nazir twice in the same 30 days. You become a Nazir for another 30 days, a second Nazirus.
Is it possible he says the second time for emphasis?
What?
He says it the second time for emphasis, so therefore it's really one utterance.
So we don't assume that. We assume it's another neder.
That's why people speak, though. I'm going to five minutes.
So the Gemara is going to sort of answer your question and change the case. The Gemara is going to change the case in a minute. Okay? Just look at the next Ran. The next Ran starts off, the Divi HaMaskel, Shavua Shalo Ochal, Shavua Shalo Ochal, Enachai Velachas, Klomar. B'Shavuos, Lo Mishkachas Trei Chiyuvi. By Shavuos, it's impossible to have two Chiyuvim. Why? Lo lilkel shtayim b'achila achas. You can't have two malchuses for one eating. The mikivon the ashamar shvua shalo ochal kikar zeh. Once you say I'm not going to eat that cookie, havele mushpa va'omed. You're not allowed to eat that cookie. What more can you say? V'su lo chaylo lov shvua shnia. What second thing could come now? What could come now? By Nazir, you could say, I'm a Nazir. Okay, fine. So then you're a Nazir for two consecutive months. That's possible. I'm not going to eat that cookie. What does that mean? The minute you say I'm not going to eat that cookie, you can't eat the cookie. What more is there to do? What more can you say?
I swear I'll be a Nazir.
What?
I swear I'll be a Nazir. What's that?
No, it's nothing. V'lo lemanos shtayim gam kein v'lo mishtachas la. There's no such thing as two. Masha'ein kein b'naziris. Nazir is different. D'nehi d'eino lokes shtayim al achila achas. It's true. You're not going to get malchus for eating the cookie twice. Why? Because we explain that you have to be a nazir for two consecutive months. So violating will never give you two. Nevertheless, mikol makom mishkachas batrei chiyuve, you can have two chiyuvim. Shekafal nidro beis pa'amim, when you say that I'm going to become a nazir twice, tahainu lamano shtayim, to become two nazirs for two consecutive ones. Masha ein kein b'shavut. By Yeshua, it's not possible. There's no such thing like that. No such animal. What do you? How do you do that? You can't do that. Therefore, the Mishnah says such a thing as a neder b'soch neder, but there's no such thing as a shvuah b'soch shvuah. What does that mean? Neder b'soch neder, shvuah b'soch shvuah. It means you make two statements about the same thing. By a nazir, we have a way to make that. We have a way to make that happen. By a shvuah, there's no way to make that happen. Okay, good. So far, so good.
It's not shvuah by nazir.
Correct. Yeah. You can't.
They get double.
Correct. Exactly. It's exactly what you're saying. Right.
Because it's a positive?
Because it's on you. It's on the Chefta. Well, it's on the Gavra also. Yeah, I'm not sure why. But that's clear. Yeah. Okay? Now, next. Says, now the Gemara is sort of going to answer Yoni's question. And the Gemara doesn't ask us a question, but it's basically going to say, Amr of Huna, Lo Shanu, this is only true, Elash to Amar, you ready for this? Hareini Nazar Hayom, Hareini Nazar Lamachar. You said today and tomorrow. You did not say, I'll be a Nazir. Because then maybe you're right. Maybe you said it for emphasis. It's not the case. The case is, I'll be a Nazir on Sunday, and I'll be a Nazir on Monday. Now.
How long will you be a Nazir on Sunday?
What? The Ran said, you have to be a Nazir two consecutive 30 days. Right? That doesn't change now. It doesn't change now. Why not? So the Gemara will explain.
59 days.
What?
59 days.
No.
Because the last day of the one counts as the first day of the
night. No, the answer is, there's no such thing. Let it go, Mr. Ford, let it go. Yeah, no. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as a nazir for one day. There's no such animal.
Minimum 30, right?
There's no such thing. The minimum nazir is 30 days. So if I declare I'm going to become a nazir just for tomorrow, just one, you become a nazir for 30 days. There's no such thing. So when a guy says, I'll be a Nazir today, and then I'll be a Nazir tomorrow. So what do you mean by that? What he meant by that was, he'll be a Nazir for 30 more days. But they didn't even take effect on the same day. Why? Because he said today, and he said tomorrow. So it can't be for emphasis. Can't be. Nobody says something for emphasis and says different things. No such thing. So what does it mean? Two Naziris says, by Shavuot there's no such thing. Now on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to ask, I could find you a case by Shavuot too. So, right, so first the Gemara says, Amar Avuna, Lo Shanu El Adam Harein Nazir Hayom Harein Nazir Lamachar. Why? Demigu, since the Kamitosef Yom Yisera, since you have an extra day, Chayla Naziris Al Naziris. This is a possibility. To have Naziris Chal on Naziris. Why? So the Ran explains, Demigu, it's way down there. Demigu, Demitosef Yom Yisera, Klomar, you know what that means? The Kisha Amar Harein Nazir Lamachar. When you say, I'll be a Nazir tomorrow, Yesh b'mashmos devarov, you know what you mean by those words? Sheyimne miyom macharos ve'elech lamin yom. That means, I'll be a Nazir today. How many days are you going to be a Nazir?
30.
I'll be a Nazir tomorrow. How many days are you going to be a Nazir starting tomorrow? 30. Right?
Actually, you're adding one day.
What?
You're actually only adding one day.
What then it appears like?
Yeah.
It appears you're adding only one day. But there's no such thing as an Aziris for one day. There's no such thing. What? No such thing. Therefore, so let's. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're becoming a Nazir for 30 days plus one more day. However, the Kivan de Karmelam Mesech does Nazir. But we know from Masechta's Nazir, the Omer Hareini Nazir Yom Ze Bilvad. I'll be a Nazir Tuesday. That if you say that, Mone Shloshim, you still have to count 30 days. Af Ze, this too, Kivon de Mischayev Machmas Nidro Sheni, since you make a second Neder, Limonos Yom Echa to count one day, Mosef Al Naziris Nishona, on the first one, Al Karkach Mona Lamed, it's another 30 days. You hear what the Ran just said? It's not swallowed up. It's two consecutive 30s. All you said was, I'll be another today, I'll be another tomorrow. So I would have thought, by the way, can you become another for 31 days? L'chore, yeah. You can make up anything you want. 30 is the minimum.
31, yes.
30 is the minimum. So if I say I want to be nazir for 32 days, that would work. Right? That's not what you said. You said I'll be nazir today, I'll be nazir tomorrow. Therefore, it sounds like it's only one day extra. But it turns out it's 30 days extra. Why? There's no such thing as a one-day nazir. No such thing. Okay? Correct. Correct.
61 days.
No, not 61, 60.
Why? Machlokes, because the last day of the one could count as the first day of the next.
So.
Who said that?
Nazir.
Oh yeah, it could be. It could be. I didn't see that here in the Ran, but it could be. Very, it could be.
It's 2:30. It's not 1:60.
Correct. That's what the Ran said. You bring a caravan, and you start over.
Did he say I want to be 6 years in Zeros? It's only one.
Correct. Correct. You could say I want to be in Zeros for 20 years.
Say in the morning I want to be in Nazir, and the afternoon I want to be in Nazir. Same day.
So that's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question.
That's no, that's one day.
No, but he said
it in two separate statements.
That's just sure in the same thing. You're making
that. I don't know. So it could be that could be said for emphasis. I don't know. It's a good question.
8 hours later.
Right. I don't know. It's a good question. So, okay. The truth is,
to wonder if you accept that he says I'll be a nazir for 31 days, he is a nazir for 31 days.
Right.
Wonder.
Happens to be that everything I just told you is the Ran. The Ramban argues. The Ran made up this two consecutive 30 days. The Gemara says no such thing. All the Gemara said was, you have one extra day. Yeah. The Ran said, you know what that means? That means you chayev 230 days. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, no, you're only chayev 31 days. And if you eat grapes, you chayev twice.
31.
And during those 31 days, you eat grapes, you chayev twice. Why? Because you have two consecutive Naziruses going on. It's a complicated shita. Because the Ran is much more simple. But you should just know, there's another shita out there. Anyway,
you mean two simultaneous.
Correct. And what the second one? And one day, but you chayev twice, except for the last day. You eat grapes for 30 days. You chayev twice. Why? You have two naziris is going. And the last day, only chayev once because the first naziris is done. But otherwise, you chayev twice. It's a different shita. Aval Amar, back to Gemara. Aval Amar, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, Ein Achala Naziris Al Naziris. There's no such thing as Naziris on Naziris. How do you do that? Maybe what Yoni said is right. You did it for emphasis. Right? I really want to be another today. I really want to be another today. That's what you said.
Right.
That's not two. Shmuel Amar, no. Afilo Amar Hareini Nazir Hayom. Hareini Nazir Hayom. Chala Naziris Aleha. The Naziris is Chal.
One or two?
Two.
Two.
Two. Okay? Two. Two. Okay?
You said it three times is three?
Yeah. So it's a machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Huna. Okay? Now, Ula Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, on the Tana, Ein Shavua Besoch Shavua, right? What did Rav Huna say? What did the Mishnah say? Yesh Neder Besoch Neder. Is that always the case? No. It's only the case when you said today and tomorrow. Rav Huna's second half of his statement was, but if you say it twice in the same day, we think at the same minute, it doesn't count. It's only one. So why would the Mishnah say that? Shavua yesh neder besoch neder, the ain shavua besoch shavua. You know what the Mishnah should have said? Yesh neder besoch neder sometimes, and ain neder besoch neder sometimes. Why don't you say that?
Draw a contrast to shavua.
What? Why? This is a Masechta Nedarim. There's a whole Masechta called Masechta Shavua.
Because we just left off discussing.
Okay, so as the Gemara says, listeni. You know what the Mishnah should have said? Yesh neder besoch neder. They neder besoch neder. Sometimes yeah, sometimes no. Hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir lamachar, yesh neder besoch neder. And hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom, ain neder besoch neder. And sends the Gemara, kasha. That's a good kasha. Now, the Ran says like this. You know, we'll do the Ran inside. The Ran says, this is not an example of, you know, sometimes the Gemara will say, liflog velisti bididei, that the distinction should have been this, not that. That's not what the Gemara is asking. That's not what the Gemara is asking. Well, why do you have to bring in Shavuos? Just stick with the Dharm. There's a distinction with the Dharm itself. Is it net yesh neder besoch neder? It could be. Is it ain neder besoch neder? Also could be. So the Mishnah said, that's not what the question is. It says the Ran on top line, Ella, hachi makshin and l'Rav Huna. This was the Gemara's question. Hechi pasak tana, how can the Tana, yesh neder besoch neder, demashm b'chol inyan? It's mashma, like a blanket rule. Yeish neder, mitzvah neder. Havilei l'perushei, milthei. The Mishnah should have been more clear. Ki heche delo niti bei, shouldn't make a mistake. Ubasar hachi lithni, mai dechamer kahai gavna, neder v'shua. The Mishnah should have been clearer. The Mishnah made a blanket statement. Yeish neder, mitzvah neder. It's not true. According to Avuna, it's not so true. Only neder, mitzvah neder, by the zirith, and only when it's on two separate days. But if a guy makes a neder, that cookie's us from me, that cookie's us from me, says it twice, only chayav once, according to Rav Huna. So why would the Mishnah be so cryptic? That's the Gemara's question.
Why not?
So maybe it's finally bothering the Gemara. It's really 16 block because he's not on that base. Baha milsa kasha le Rav Huna. That's the kasha. Avo le Shmuel. Lo kasha klal. Shmuel's not a kasha. Why? The holiday day binaziris b'chol inin yesh neder b'sof neder. Right? Shmuel said it doesn't matter. It's a blanket thing. Yeah, all good. Maya Marta mikol makom b'konem malai kikar zeh konem malai kikar zeh ein neder b'sof neder. Even Shmuel agrees to that. If a guy says I'm not going to eat that cookie, I'm not, or that cookie should usher to me like a carbon, and you say it twice, even Shmuel agrees you only chayiv one neder. And then you eat the cookie. You only chayiv once. Why? For ha ki agavna lekalamite. No one's going to make that mistake. The b'mai d'tana adinaziris katani v'lom b'konamos. Everybody knows that this is only by naziris and not by nedarim. How does everyone know that? I'm not sure. Right? V'adarava v'dinaka milse b'naziris v'lom b'konam ashmi'inan to b'konamos ain't neder b'sof neder. There's no such thing. Right? The Mishnah, by the way, the Mishnah gave the example of nazir. The Mishnah says, Yesh neder esoch neder. Teitzad, naziris. Everybody agrees that you make a shavua twice, it's not two neder, two shavua. If you make a neder twice, it's not two in the dorm. Everyone agrees to that. The only question is by nazir. Says the Ran, no one's going to make that mistake. So we only ask this question according to Rav Huna, not according to Shmuel. The question really is, why is the Mishnah so cryptic? And teiku. Not teiku. Kasha.
That's a black shirt.
It's a kasha. Yeah, it's a kasha. Kasha usually means there is an answer. Not tiyufta, which means there's no answer. Kasha, there's an answer. Why does the Gemara answer it? I don't know.
Okay, so it's
what?
Tarachian,
yeah, go figure it out.
So it's different than a teiku then.
Yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. Teiku means we're waiting for the answer. Kasha means there is no answer. Okay.
Tishbein Tari.
Okay. Now, you think there's such a thing as Ein Shavua B'Sok Shavua? Okay, now it's a little hard. Ready? Tanan. Yesh neder b'soch neder ve'ein shvua b'soch shvua. Hechidami. What was the case of yesh neder b'soch neder? Ilem ad anamar hareini nazir hayom hareini nazir l'machar. I'll be a nazir today, I'll be a nazir tomorrow. What did we say? Is that really neder b'soch neder? You know what it is? It's two nadarim. What's neder b'soch neder? It's not b'soch. It's two nadarim. I add this and that. It's two separate things. The kavod, and by the way, what did the Mishnah say? Oh, there's no shvua b'soch shvua. What would be a comparable example of shvua b'soch shvua when neder b'soch neder is a nazir today and nazir tomorrow? What would be the comparable case? Says the Gemara. The kavod say kave shvua shlo ochel te'enim v'chazav amar shvua shlo ochel anavim. I swear I won't eat figs. Te'enim are figs. I swear I won't eat olives. Grapes.
What? Two separate?
Exactly. So is today and so is tomorrow. Two separate things. Two separate naziris. Why on earth, I'll be another today, I'll be another tomorrow. How is that different than I make a shvua on grapes, I make a shvua on dates? How is it different? What? It's two different nazirs. I'm a nazir on these 30 days. I'm a nazir on these 30 days. I'm a nazir on those 30 days.
But for the 30 days, for both 30 days, the naziris is the same.
No, it's not. We said you become a nazir for 30 days, you bring a carbon, and then the next 30 days. First the month of January, then the month of February.
But it's the same, the ramifications are the same.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm a nazir for 30 days, period.
But it's twice.
There's nothing new.
No, but it's twice. It's the second month.
It's extended 1 month, but the ramifications are the same.
No,
you might say that tomorrow is subsumed in the first.
But we didn't say that. We didn't give that answer. We said that it's not subsumed. That's what the first run. I read you. You wait 30 days. You bring carbonos and you start over.
Right, but to the naked eye, you would think tomorrow is assumed.
So you're saying it's because of the naked eye.
For apples and oranges, it's the same.
It's the same thing. It's two separate nedarim. It's two separate shavuos. Why not? What's the difference between grapes and olives, grapes and dates, and the month of January and the month of February? There's no difference. They're two separate things. January and February have nothing to do with each other. It's not twice in January. That's what Shmuel said. That's not what Ravuna said. Ravuna said it's January and February. Right? So what's the difference? That's why the Ramban shot that it was 1 month is hard. How does he explain this Gemara? How does he explain this Gemara? So that's why I didn't want to go into it. So you hear the Gemara's asking? The olives, not olives, keep saying olives. Dates and grapes.
No, figs, by the way, I'm sorry.
Figs, Tainam are figs? Yeah, fine. Figs and olives, figs and grapes. Figs and grapes are two separate items. I make a shua, I'm not going to eat that. I make a nedar, I'm another for the month of January, and now I'm another for the month of February. Why not?
Why can't you give me that? I won't eat dates, figs in January, I won't eat figs in February. Why can't you give that case? Why do you have to give two separate
nedars? Because we're talking about a shvua, besoch shvua. If that's a nedar, besoch nedar, if that's what that is,
today and tomorrow,
then shvua, besoch shvua could be two separate fruits. Why not? You hear the question? It's a good question. So the Gemara answers, Abai lo chalo, shvua al shvua. That question's so strong, that can't be the case. Ella, you know what the case is? Hechidami. Hechidami lo chalo, shvua al shvua. In a chanami, you're right. If a guy makes shvua, I'm not going to eat olives, and he makes a shvua, I'm not going to eat dates, that's a shvua. That's not a problem. That's not a one shvua. That's two shvuas. What's one shvua? Ella, you know what it is? Kigon. The Amar, Shvua Shalo Ochal Te'enim, I'm not going to eat figs. The Chazar, the Amar, Shvua Shalo Ochal Te'enim, I'm not going to eat figs.
Same thing.
What?
Same thing.
So can that be the case by Nazir?
No.
The Kavasei by Naziris, what would that mean by Naziris? Hechidami, the Amar, Harei Nazir Hayom. Katani, we learned Yesh Neder Besoch Neder Pashal Ravuna. Ravuna said that's only one. So back to square one.
It's such a simple difference between the two.
What?
Because Nazir automatically is a time period.
Because Astam Nazirus, there's already a time indicated.
Right. So the answer is right. So that's why Ravuna said the case of the Mishnah was today and tomorrow, which is basically January, February. So what's the comparable case of Shvua B'Soch Shvua? It's only one Shvua. What is that?
I'm not saying tomorrow by Shvua. I won't eat today and I won't eat tomorrow.
It's so different. What blocks it? The blocks it?
I hear.
Throws it all off.
I hear.
What is the exact same case?
So, I don't know. It's
today,
a good question.
Tomorrow.
So, Amalach Ravuna. Ravuna answers. Masnisan. The Amar. Hareini Nazir Hayom. Hareini Nazir L'macha. That's what Ravuna said. The Mishnah's case of Neder B'Soch Neder is Nazir today, Nazir tomorrow. You know what that would be by Shavua? The Kabasei Gabi Shavua, the Amar, Shalo Ochal Te'enim, he won't eat figs, V'chazar V'Amar Shavua, Shalo Ochal Te'enim V'Anavim. Now he makes a Shavua, he's not going to eat figs, he's also not going to eat grapes. D'lo Chayla, that Shavua is not Chal. Why is that Shavua not Chal?
Because he's adding something.
I'll tell you why. Yeah. How can you be over the second Shavua and also be over on the first Shavua?
The first one was
impossible.
Then the second one, you added nothing.
What? I know, but think about it this way. If you violate the second Shavua, right?
Yes.
If you ate grapes, fine. What if you ate olive? What if you ate figs?
Then you would violate both.
What? Exactly.
You would violate both.
Running two parallels.
Exactly. It's impossible to violate the first Shavua and not also violate the second Shavua. It's impossible.
Correct. Why?
Because if you eat a fig, you do both.
If you eat a fig, you eat both. Right?
It's impossible. If you eat a grape, you're only over the second.
Fine.
But that can't be comparison to Nuzzle, because Nuzzle, you're not running parallel. You're running one after another.
Well, okay, so the Gemara is...
It's not concurrent.
What?
It's consecutive. It's not concurrent.
It all depends on the question. If a stam shvua, is there a specific time frame or not?
So we said by sleep, yeah, right? By sleep, remember we said you can't sleep for 3 days. But you're right, it's a good question. He doesn't have a good question. Right, I'm not going to eat potato chips. I make it shavua. So how long does that last for? Till you die?
Yeah, but if you say today...
Before, till you die.
You
can't say, I'm not going to eat potato chips in the following week. Right? You can say that.
But if you don't say it, you're done.
No, until my Rosh Hashanah, Taras Nadar.
Right.
Oh, my God.
But if we hear you,
we do it.
Taras Nadar, we do every year.
Okay, so everyone's asking a very good question, right? You're all asking, they're not comparable, right? So look at the Ran. It's the first, it's, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4. 10 lines from the bottom, where the second word on the line is the word Vadayan. You see it?
Yeah.
You see the Ran there?
Vadayan
ein daiti nicha b'zeh. I don't understand this.
Throw the club.
Right? To be called makom, ki hechi de shvua shnia ena chala al te'enim. The second shvua is not chal on figs. You already made a neder on. You already made a shvua on figs. You already did that. Mikal mibnei shekvar nishba alein, because you already made a shvua on that. Kach nazir shnia ena chala be'esr v'tisha yom rishonim. Mibnei shekvar nazir behem. Marty's question. Everyone's question. The second Naziris has nothing to do with the first. It doesn't overlap the first. Here, the second Shavua overlaps the first Shavua. By Nazir, they're concurrent. It doesn't overlap. So what kind of comparison was that?
29 days.
Lafikach. I think he's going to say that. Lafikach.
He looked ahead yesterday. He looked ahead.
Lafikach, Ani Omer, therefore I say, you're not going to eat them together, which is sort of your time question. Fine. From a Rava, Tamigu de Chayla Shvuel Anavim, Chayla Nam Al Te'enim, Venafkamina Sheim Ochal Te'enim Va'anavim Behelam Shvuah Rishona. Right? The Hisru Bo Mishum Shnia, and they warned you on the second one, Loke. You'll still be Loke. The Amrina and the Ravuna, Rabba. We're going to say in a minute that Ravuna is not going to hold like Rabba. Why? Because Rabba is going to have Akasha, and Ravuna is going to say, I don't have to hold like you. The Ravuna, De Lo Chai La Shvu Shnia Klal. The second Shvu is not Chal at all. Why not? The Kivin Da Te'enim Lo Chai La. Since the figs is not Chal, why is it not Chal? Because you already made a shvua on figs 5 minutes ago. Ain lo makom klal. Shu'al shneim yachad nishba v'lo al navim lov bilvad. And therefore it's not chal. That's how the Rambam explains it. That's why it's not chal. By Naziris, no such thing. And therefore, yesh neder b'soch neder, ain shvua b'soch shvua. That's the case. Now, okay? That's nothing more I could say. Ay, v'amar Rabba said, Shvua shal ochal te'enim, v'chazev amar, Shvua shal ochal te'enim v'anavim, v'ochal te'enim, v'hifrish karbon. You ate te'enim, you made a karbon, set aside. V'chazev ochal anavim, havale anavim chatzi shir, v'ein mevi'in karbon al chatzi shir. You hear that question?
No.
Why
is it
Tainim
here?
What? Why
is it Tainim? Alma, what do you see from here? Hecha da amar shvua shal ochal te'enim. Why is that? Because you made a shvua about Tainim.
Yeah,
we
made a shvua about Tainim too.
No, that was with Tainim together. That's why it's a chatzishir, right? So the Alma, what do you see? Hecha da amar shvua shal ochal te'enim. V'chazev amar shvua shal ochal te'enim v'anavim. Migu, dechal shvua al anavim, chayel nami ala te'enim. Right? Why? Because it's chatzishir, so that you need both. So it's a kasha on Rav Huna. So the Gemara answers, no, Rav Huna loves to be like your rabbi. He doesn't hold like that. He doesn't hold like that idea. Don't bother me. He doesn't hold like that. Okay? Good? Good? Okay, next. What?
The chatzishir is like on a left field. They throw that in.
I mean, it's implying you have to eat both of them? It's not two separate shvuos within one. Like, I will not eat potato chips and I will not eat cookies. If you eat cookies, you don't.
So that was te'enim and an oven. That's for sure, Chal.
Is he saying that?
But why you only have to eat both?
No, it's two separate shvuos.
No, it's
two
te'enim and an oven. And you eat chatz zayis with each of them.
Right, so
that's machlokes.
No, forget that.
Is that what he's saying? I make a neder. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat what? I'm not going to eat figs and dates.
Right.
And I eat only figs. And I eat figs. Did I violate my nether? I make a shavua. I'm not going to eat figs and dates. And I ate figs.
You violated.
Didn't you only violate half of it?
That's only half. You mean and or? And.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Exactly. What does it mean by and? What does and mean? What is the definition of and?
You need both together.
Right.
I only eat two items and you ate one, so you have violated.
So according to Rabba, the and meant
together. Or both.
And both. Therefore, if I only eat one, it's a chatz yishir. Says if I don't agree with that. So your whole kasha is not a kasha. I don't agree with that. When it says and, it means or. I'm not going to eat that and that. It means I'm not going to eat that or that. And therefore, if you ate one, of course you're chayav. That's exactly what they're arguing about.
Same concept. If you say I'm not going to eat chunk and you only eat the potatoes of the chunk.
Okay, so now you're asking a different question.
That's part of the chunk.
No, but it's not the chunk. The chunk is the whole thing.
Now you're asking a different question. You're asking me about a composite with different parts inside. Right. It's a different question, right? It's a different question, right?
The chunk is the whole mud. Every word.
Every word matters.
It's a half a word.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Right. That's the most of the dark. To watch what you say. Every word you say matters.
Exactly. So right. That's not important.
Right.
No, I'll put a set aside.
If every word matters, maybe the women should also learn this.
Yeah. And a chidavi. Meisei. Another kasha.
I don't think so.
Listen to this question. We're not going to answer this question. We're going to ask it, but we're not going to answer it. Misha Nazar Shtei Naziris. If somebody makes a neder, he's going to be another twice. Manas HaRishona, he does the first 30 days, V'hifrish carbon, and then he goes ahead and sets aside a carbon. V'nishal Aleha, he's another for January, February. At the end of January, January 31st, he goes ahead and he's mocked it, sets aside a carbon. Then he goes to the rabbi, and undoes the Naziris. So he was the first one. So he was not another for January. Then also lo shnia birishona. So the second can take the place of the first. What does that mean? Hechidami, what does that mean? Ilay madam harei nazar hayom, harei nazar l'machar. If you say harei nazar hayom, harei nazar l'machar, so then I also lo shnia birishona. Why should February take the place of January? Why should that be? It must be it's an extra day, which means an extra 30 days. Ela must be pshita, the Amar, Hareini Nazar Hayom, Hareini Nazar Hayom. He said it twice. And you know what? You're a Nazir twice for the month of January. So when you go ahead and undo one of the Nazarim, the other one's still there. And you finish your Naziris. You hear?
I don't get the question.
He was made for the second.
What?
He was made for the
first. He said it. He made a statement. I'm a nazir for the month of January. I'm a nazir today. I'm a nazir today. He said it twice. According to Rav Huna, what is that? Only one. However, there's a brisa that says if a guy says I already nazir hayom. If a guy says no, the brisa is like this. If a guy says he's a nazir twice, right? He's a nazir twice. We don't know what that means. Twice. A guy's a nazir twice. He undoes the first Naziris. The second Naziris can take the place of the first. What does that mean?
This time served was good for the first.
Time served was good for the second.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Can that mean a case of January, February? No.
Because
why should February take the place of January? So what does it mean twice? It must mean he was a Nazir twice in the month of January. And therefore, when he's made for the first neder, the second one's still there. That must mean that.
What happens if he wasn't made for?
Then he has two.
Why?
He's two.
In 30 days?
Yeah. Shmuel said that, by the way.
Yeah.
It's two. So what do you see? Rav Huna, you're wrong. You said Rav Huna is no such thing. A Brisa says there is. Do you have to do Rav Huna? It's a kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna said no such thing. See, it's not true. You hear? And then tomorrow we'll answer the question. Everyone have a very good day.